talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. In Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. Polls just come out. I'm going to give them to you right now. You know, everybody, I think, thinks, well, the Republican Party could not possibly nominate Donald Trump in 2024. Too much baggage, January 6th insurrection, two impeachments. The second one, he had eight Republican senators vote to convict him. There are 58 senators, all Democrats and eight Republicans, but it took 67. Wasn't enough. But when 58% of the Senate think that you are a criminal and should be out of office and never be permitted to run again, people think, well, at long last, people will wake up. They'll say, we can't possibly nominate Trump. He's dead on arrival in a election, especially if Joe Biden is the opponent, and that won't happen. Well, these polls show differently. My interpretation of them, I'm about to give them to you, is that if there were a qualified, charismatic, or even personable, or even unweird Republican against him, you might be right, but here's the deal. A poll, 54%, this is a legitimate poll, well over 1,000 respondents, plus or minus margin of error, 2 or 3%. Trump in the Republican Party, now in the Republican Party does not mean he wins a general election, but in a primary, he gets 54% of the Republican vote. DeSantis of Florida gets 16%. Mike Pence gets 8%, and the rest are all nits and lice down in the single digits, or they don't even show up. Josh Hawley gets a zero, which is pretty hard. You know, you could just name any one of your friends, buddies, or somebody you know, stick them on the ballot, and they should get 1%. I mean, you know, out of 1,000 votes, out of 1,000 polled people or 1,300 polled people, 1% is 10 or 13 people. Somebody's going to have the same name as he is. Somebody's going to be idiosyncratic and think, oh, well, that's funny. Hawley is known for being a very bad guy and a vicious guy, and he gets zero. Trump, 54, DeSantis, 16, Pence, 8. Then there was another poll very, very shortly after that. This is by Harvard University in conjunction with Harris, which is a well-respected national pollster also. Also. That one was very similar. Trump 57%, DeSantis 12%, Pence 11%. That's absolutely the same statistically as the first poll. Trump got 57 in this one instead of 54. DeSantis got 12 in this one instead of 16. Pence got 11 in this one instead of 8. The point of the matter is, if there is a Republican primary in any state, including Florida, even though DeSantis is the governor, and including Indiana, even though Pence was the governor there at one time, Trump swamps the field. He swamps the field. Tellingly, they did another poll, all of these people, and they said, suppose Trump doesn't run or is not available. DeSantis, 30%, Pence, 24%, and Cruz, the lizard from Texas, with the littlest eyes, 14%. What that says to me is that without a couple of things, without Trump, DeSantis and Pence are basically tied. And with Trump, he swamps them. He's in the 50s. and they're in the low single digit, low double digits. Now, why is that? You would think, okay, I mean, DeSantis is a young guy. You know, he's a smart enough guy. I don't think he's a good guy, but he's the governor of Florida. That's a big deal. Pence, I can see. I mean, he's the former vice president, but the insurrection crowd erected a gallows on the Capitol grounds and went around shouting, "Hang Mike Pence." If they'd caught him, they would have dragged him out and hanged him. Just like Marie Antoinette got beheaded in the Place de Concorde during the French Revolution. You think that kind of thing doesn't happen? It happens. Believe me, it happens. Look at history. Look at history. The Queen of France, dragged out in the Place de Concorde, the beautiful Place de Concorde, put up a guillotine and cut her head off. That's very cold, extremely cold. That's what they did. With Pence, they would have strung him up right there. They came close to getting Romney. They came close to getting Pence. They came close to getting several congressmen if the one Capitol Police officer hadn't fired his weapon to drive them back. And sadly, that killed Ashley Bobbitt, one of the insurrectionists trying to break in. But it's hard for me to see how Pence gets Schneider. If you don't know Sheep's Head, learn that it's a great game. Pence does not get Schneider in a Republican primary when the base wanted to hang him. You know, there's some basics here, okay? You like the base to like you. That doesn't always happen. The base did not like Richard Nixon. But if the base is shouting to hang you, this is considered a bad sign in politics. It's a very bad sign. You may want to wish not to run. So why can't DeSantis beat Trump? Or even in the polls, can he get a lot closer? And why DeSantis, without Trump, is statistically tied with Pence, whom they wanted to hang? Why is that? What is it about DeSantis? You know, when you are a candidate, there's a chemistry issue. There's an intangible. People have to agree with you on issues. Yes, you know, you have money, you're on TV. Yes, 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 yes. However, they fundamentally have to, if not like you, at least think that you have a shared humanity. And with DeSantis, he has made a terrible mistake, in my view, where in an effort to go full frontal Trump, he has wandered into viciousness. For instance, pushing a bill in Florida where if you come on a protest, going on, and you bump one of the protesters with your car, you're exonerated from all criminal and civil tort liability. That is an invitation to run down people in protests and Black Lives Matter protests. All you have to do is say, I was driving by and I veered and somehow they got in the way. He also not only came out against a mask and vaccine mandate, but he is withholding federal money that he got for school districts, for anybody who does that. Now, it's one thing if you said, look, I believe in people not having to wear masks or get vaccines. I don't agree with them. Me personally wouldn't agree with a guy that said that. But if you go one step further and punish people in school districts who do require masks and vaccines, that's simply cruel. That's just simply very, very cruel. So he goes the extra mile to be cruel. And no base of either party or any party is going to vote for somebody whom they know is a cruel person. You know, they don't want a glad hander. I get it. You know, they don't want insincerity and all that. But if some guy comes out and goes, well, I'm a conservative, you know, you can say I disagree with you on this and that. But there's a core human element. And I think that DeSantis lacks that. I don't know in the caverns of his soul what he's like. I suspect it's not good. But the truth of the matter is that when you start enabling people to run over protesters without legal liability, and when you start punishing people who want to, school districts who want to wear masks or suggest that people get vaccinated or get tested. That's beyond the pale. That is beyond the pale. And so he is very clumsy about the way he tries to suck up to the Trump crowd. Very, very clumsy. He could easily do it by smiling occasionally and saying, "Ah, shucks, I think there should be freedom on masks and vaccines. And ah, shucks, you know, we've got to have better police protection." But when you do everything that I just said, and you're going to put in, and he's proposed this, the first in the country, an election police force that's going to go around on election day acting on tips and drag people out of line. They're going to do it, obviously, in minority areas. They're going to do it in Miami. They're going to do it in Tallahassee and a couple of other places. And it's going to scare folks. And it's a tip. A tip is hearsay. Now, when you get a tip about organized crime or jihad or something, you act on it. But if somebody gets a, quote, tip that somebody shouldn't be voting, who called in that tip? What is the basis for that tip? People don't want a police state. They don't want a police state. And somebody like DeSantis, if he gets into the presidency, it would start to go that way. So there you have it. I think if Trump wants the nomination, he's going to get it. Sadly, that's why we have to go forward with the grand jury in Atlanta. But the remnants, the dreck, are DeSantis and Pence. One was going to be hanged and the other one is not liked. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.